Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Kurt Landry, and I have a choice. Now, Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or hear it. Download the Charisma Media Audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app, sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor.
In the midst of a global pandemic brought on by COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, Gateway Church pastor Robert Morris says God has fulfilled a 20-year prophecy over Gateway Church. Find out more after this break.
Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I reach those in my family or church who are struggling with homosexuality? In her book, An Unconventional Love Letter to the LGBTQ Community, Jessica Newsom shares her personal journey of freedom from a homosexual lifestyle. This resource will give practical application for bridging the gap between the church and the LGBTQ community. If you desire to have effective tools for ministering to the LGBTQ community, you can get Jessica's latest book at loveatthecross.com/book. Be sure to also check out her weekly podcast show on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's called The Victory is Greater Than the Struggle, Ex-Lesbian Podcast. You can find it at cpnshows.com.
Pastor Robert Morris says that when he founded Gateway Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex in Texas 20 years ago, God told him the church would grow to 30,000 and impact hundreds of millions around the world. On Thursday, April 16th, Morris wrote on Instagram, "In 2000, when God spoke to me about founding Gateway Church, he spoke that we would build a church of 30,000, which reaches 300,000 in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, 3 million people in Texas, 30 million people in America, and 300 million people around the world. It's so fitting that right before our 20th anniversary, we were able to reach that 300,000 number through our online church services. This milestone was achieved despite, or perhaps because of, COVID-19 forcing Gateway to close its doors and offer all services online via the live stream." Morris added, "We do not believe God sent this plague to our land, but we do believe that he has absolutely used what the devil meant for evil and has turned it for good. Praise God for answered promises, and remember that he will likewise take what the devil meant for evil and turn it into good in your own life. If you like the story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.